Good morning. Welcome to AMP. Let's start our week with the word of prayer and the word of God. Let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good opportunity can come to your house. Start this week by coming to your house, join EMP. We pray that the word can guide our life, give us inspiration, and bring happiness in our life. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, Christmas is coming. And then start next Sunday. If you come to Spain, then you can see Christmas decoration. My wife is the one who makes everything. If I do it by myself, then all messy. I cannot do anything. She just buy, go to some people, and then buy every stuff. Yeah. And then in Hong Kong, every year, they make different Christmas decoration. For example, if you walk to Central, there is a park, always different. Or if you walk to IFC, there's another Christmas decoration. But for me, brothers and sisters, Christmas is a time to see Jesus closely, to know him more deeply. That's why with this good time, I want you and me learn how we can learn from Jesus. Let us open our Bible. Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 32. Luke chapter 2, and there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it has been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see that before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parent brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him in his arm and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are releasing your bond servant to depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of peoples, a light revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people." Brothers and sisters, you see, this guy called Simeon, and he was old. He is about to leave the world. Another sentence, he is about to die. Yeah. When you talk to old guy, I think you need to do small survey so you know how to prepare your life when you're getting old. Yeah. If you talk to the old guy, "Hey, old guy," or let's see, we are young, the old one is our parents. Papa, suppose I have 10,000 Hong Kong dollar. What you want to do with this 10,000? He cannot give answer, because if he use this 10,000 for traveling, I'm too old to traveling. Or you bring him go to the Great Wall, he cannot climb out. Yeah. Or, Papa, I have 10,000. Let us go to have some food. If you are children, then you want to buy him like very big crab. He cannot eat crab because no more teeth. Yeah. Oh, Papa. Let's go to buy new sweet. It is Christmas. Even to walk to the toilet is difficult for him. How can you good sweet? And he say, "No, I don't want any more. I don't want any more. I just want one thing. The one thing is to see God or to see you sit with him every day. That's the most difficult for you, to sit with your father every day. Just hear the same story, and then same story. Brothers and sisters, this old guy, yeah, he only do one thing, sit in the temple and waiting. Yeah. In another occasion, we will learn about the Holy Spirit in this part. But today I just want to focus. This old guy sit in the temple and then wait. He just want to wait one thing. One thing is he want to see Jesus. After he see Jesus, on verse 29 said, "Now, Lord, you are releasing your bond servant to depart in peace." After seeing Jesus, he said, "Now I can go. I'm satisfied." Brothers and sisters, this sentence really a blessing for me. As a human, we are looking many things to satisfy our life. I saw on the Facebook, someone post, there are 10 places that you need to go before diet. Yeah. Or there are 10 food you need to eat before diet. There are 10 place, food, and then what else? Usually what people want to know. Place, food, or maybe hotel, or maybe something that make you satisfied. But the Bible told us, yes, of course, you need that. But the most important, not only satisfy your eyes, not only satisfy your mouth, not only satisfy your ear, but the most important is satisfy your soul. Our soul sanctification comes from forgiveness. Our forgiveness brings happiness in our life. Forgiveness means acceptance. God gives forgiveness. God also accepts you, who you are. No matter your ethnic, your position, your situation, God accepts you. This is what I see from Jesus. No wonder Simeon said, "Now I can depart with peace." Brothers and sisters, how Jesus accept us as a sinner? I want to show you three stories. First, John chapter 4. John chapter 4 is a story about Samaritan woman. You know this story. This woman have bitterness. She looked down herself. That's why whenever he want to take the water for himself, he take in the noon of time, or some interpretation said, in the late of the day, where no one can see her. Because if people see her, she get gossip and then get bully. Today, the most effective to kill someone is to bully them. Don't do that. I let you know, but don't do that. People are easy to bully someone. They put on the WhatsApp, they put on the Facebook, they put on Instagram. That's why this woman doesn't want to meet everybody. She has very, very self-low esteem. But Jesus came to her, and then Jesus talked with her. It's very simple. Jesus come, and Jesus talk. It's not usual for a Jewish man, talk with the woman. And even more, this woman is very, very low class. But the Bible told us, Jesus come and Jesus talk. Brothers and sisters, How many people from us want to spend time to talk with other people? I saw Hong Kong people, when they do conversation, they do it very effective. 3 minutes, blah, 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 blah. Okay, without saying, please go out, he just stand up. That means you need to stop and go from my office. That's Hong Kong. Everything do it very fast. No time for other people. But when I read this story, I see, oh yeah, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Jesus accept Samaritan woman by talking with her. This is the first step. The second step. Another story. Zacchaeus from Luke chapter 19. No one want to make friend with Zacchaeus. Yeah, anointed, rude, and everything on Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus want to see Jesus. People say, short guy had long mind or cunning. That's why he cannot see Jesus. He go up on the tree and then look at what Jesus said to him. Zacchaeus, going down, and I want to come to your house. Come to your house. What does this mean? I want to visit you. I want to be your friend. I want to talk with you. I know who you are, but it doesn't a problem for me. I want to be your friend. I accept you. Brothers and sisters, have you do one thing in Hong Kong? Someone that you don't like it, and you said, this morning, after here, Pastor Slamet preaching, I want to invite you to have yam cha with me. Maybe we need to do fasting prayer to release this ego, because we don't like him. But Jesus give us good example. He said to Zacchaeus, that's mean, he accepts Zacchaeus. This is the second story. The third story, I know I live in Hong Kong, and I have heard that in Hong Kong, easy for Hong Kong people to invite you to have yam cha, but difficult for Hong Kong people to invite you to stay one or two nights in his house. Yeah? Jason say yes, yes, yes. Jason, Hong Kong people. Thank you, Jason. So, it's difficult for us to invite someone. Yeah. Whenever we invite someone, we need to see how it's about his character. How about his body? Good health or bad health? Get a flu or no flu? And then, where I should to put this guy? It's very difficult. That's why it's not easy for us to bring someone come to our house. But look at this story. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. And he said to him, truly I say to you today, you shall be with me in paradise. Brothers and sisters, Jesus talked this sentence to the one who crucified with him. Yeah. Physical appearance, this guy, very dirty, all the blood bloody. Yeah. Of course, no time to take shower, to change the clothes. Spiritual body, this guy is a sinner. He did bad thing in the past. If he's a good guy, he will not crucify only Jesus. But what Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, you shall be with me in paradise. Paradise, more than 5-star hotel. I was staying at Sweet Room last month. It's very good. I hope someone can give me another Sweet Room. Otherwise, I get it in my dream. Yeah. So, this room, paradise, more than 5-star. And Jesus didn't say, oh yeah, you need to take shower first. You need to change your clothes. You need to be good. Then I invite you come to my paradise. No, no. This guy, dirty, full of sin. But Jesus said, I will invite you. So brothers and sisters, I make this story, I make this message using these three stories. How Jesus accept people. The first, by talking with her. Second, by coming to the house. The third one, by invite this guy come to his house. This is perfect acceptance and make people sanctified. When I see and read this story, I thank God because I'm not perfect. Some people may say to me, oh, Pastor Slamet, you are good in cooking. Yes, I'm good in cooking, but don't cook for me. When you cook for me, I have a lot of sentence come out from my mouth. Yeah? It is not good. So don't invite good cooking guy come to your house for have your meal. Yeah? Good in one side. Not good in another side. No wonder my wife never cook for me. Because when my wife cook for me, oh yeah, today your cook is good, but less salt. Today your food is good, but less this one. And then finally my wife say, cook by yourself. Finish. Huh? Some people see us good in one thing, but we are bad in other thing. We are not perfect guy, but praise the Lord. By seeing Jesus, Jesus accept us. Today, a lot of people need this kind of acceptance. We need to go out and share this good message. Christmas is not about decoration, but Christmas is a story about Jesus who come to the world and accept you, who you are, whatever, what is your position, God accept you. That's why the Bible said, for God so loved the world. Not using this hand, but open hand to accept you and me. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your perfect love to us. Whenever we come close to you, we can see how perfect your love in our life. You come to the world, you want to talk with Samaritan woman, you want to come to Zacchaeus' house, finally, you invite the thieves, come to paradise. Only perfect acceptance can do these three things. And this morning, we really praise you, Father, because you accept us. But at the same time, there are a lot of people outside this church. They are looking for acceptance. We pray that we can bring this good news to them. That's the Christmas. To accept you and to bring you to other people. Thank you for this message, Father. And please put it in our heart. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue our prayer meeting by worship God.
You gave
Let's spend our time this morning. We are going to pray for our brothers and sisters who really need our prayer, especially they are in cancer, chemo, or in radiation therapy. We pray that God's power came upon them. Let's pray together. At the same time, we also pray for our brothers and sisters, their family, who are not believed Jesus Christ. We pray that while they are suffering, they can see Jesus and they can believe Jesus. Let's pray for their heart. Let's pray Holy Spirit come upon them and they see salvation from Christ. Let's also pray for a group of people who have another part of physical weakness, infirmities. We pray for them that God give them special power to release this all sickness. Let's pray together. We go to church. First of all, we pray for Hong Kong government and other organizations. We pray that God bless Hong Kong, and God also use many NGO to share God's love among people. Let's pray together. Let's pray for SP staff, start from PSM to Ben and Caleb. We pray that God will bless SP staff, bless them with the power and wisdom in doing pastoral work in this church. Let's pray together. Also pray for hospitality ministry, welcoming and barista. Hospitality ministry is the gate of God's love We pray that people who come to our church really can feel that there is a love in this church. Let's pray together. Let also pray for worship ministry. We pray for Pinet and then all the team. Always and always by this ministry, bring people come and close to God. Let's pray together. Also pray for house church activity tonight. We pray that from house church activity, people can gather together. They can discussion. They can feel as a family through house church. The last one, we pray for Manila trip. Our mission team go to Manila, start from 26 to December 2. We pray that God always take care of Manila team to share God's love, to share gospel for Manila people. Let's pray together. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us good opportunity to come to your house. Thank you for the word. We are happy, we are blessed, and our heart full of joy because you accept us, you give us forgiveness, and you change our status, become son and daughter of God. Now we can leave this place with a big smile. And then we want to share your acceptance for other people. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can continue your personal prayer.